Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show. It's Sunday night, and we have Amazing Race night. And tonight we're going to talk about this week's episode. And live from Rhode Island, thank you, Louise, for co-hosting with me on Sunday to talk about the Amazing Race. So we're going to kick it off with a little music just to get you guys started. Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome. And thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is April 15th, 2012, and this is our Amazing Race recap show with our reality star host, Luis Trovato. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul? Did you make it through all the storms?
Whoops. Better known as the Clip Surpriser.
The Clip Surpriser, yes.
Sorry about that. That's why I was late watching the episode tonight, because I was finishing that new clip, and then I didn't even tell Cherry
that I had a new clip on the switchboard.
Yeah.
And it looks like we just lost the host of our show.
Yeah, here you and I have had tonight thunderstorms come through, and we're fine. But all of a sudden, there he's back.
And we have the guy who's always giving back, the star of our show, the one who makes this show possible, who's always going to as many charities as he can to just give back to as many as he can, Mr. Luis Trovato. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here with us and recapping these Amazing Race shows like nobody
welcome.
Else can. How are you tonight, Louis? How was your weekend?
It's good. I just dropped the phone, and all of a sudden, the computer's off, and it shut right off on me. I don't know what the hell wire I hit. And then I hit the switch on the power.
How the hell did you get as far as you did in the race? You sound like a bumbling idiot.
had those times where we've done something like that. Especially here on this show.
Seems like
we all take our turns.
So I'm rebooting up, so I was online. I'll be back online in a minute. But anyways, I'm doing good. It was a good day today. I can finally announce Newport, Rhode Island, the series, the mini-series I'm going to be in. I am in the cast, and I don't know when we're going to start filming, but the cast was announced today, so really cool. I'm excited about it, and follow me on Facebook, and I'm going to give you I got to look it up, but I think even if you go on to my Facebook and you see a cartoon figured person, not cartoon figured, I'm sorry, the painting actually, that's the character I'm going to be. I'm gonna be playing a cobbler. So and actually,
you guys, they would have been silly not to cast you.
Yo, I love you, Jenny. You're my biggest fan, I swear to God.
Of course I am.
I spoke to Krista Segal today, and I got a little message from her to reply. Let's put her in our prayers because she was in the hospital and she's doing better. And
what's going on with Krista?
I'm assuming it's, you know, what she's had problems with.
Right.
And,
we'll keep Krista in our prayers.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And so just remind me after, Terry, she sent me a text and I told her I would quote her. So, but she wanted to call in, but. And I had put out text messages to several Big Brother people, friends of mine. A lot of them are at the reality rally, and I'm just wondering, because I barely got any replies.
just getting home from a reality rally, so.
True. A lot of them probably are. You're right. Probably on the plane or whatever.
Right. It might be kind of bad timing for some of those because they're just arriving home or might be on the plane getting, you know, just arriving back to their towns or that kind of thing. So
back to your casting thing, Louie, was there anybody else that we know up there that tried out and got cast other than you?
Well, Richard Hatch will be a reoccurring character.
Wow.
See, that's what I thought. I talked to Terry earlier on the phone. I said, see, I seem to remember Louie talking about Hatch. And so that's why I kind of asked. Also,
I want to take just a minute
Terry,
here.
Popped into the,
yes,
chat
I want to take a minute here real quick and say thank you very much to a special guest we have in our chat room, Miss Lola Drives Jeep. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting Paul and I, and thank you so much for the gift. You are a doll. I can't thank you enough. You have been here supporting the show since way before Paul and I started doing this back with Ron, and Ron thought the world of you, and we think the world of you, too, and we just want to thank you so much for being so supportive of us.
So did my sound come through the mic, my smooch?
Yes, your smooches.
Okay.
Through the mic. Obviously, I should be thankful for her, too. I don't really know her. I don't think I know her. But obviously, if she's supporting you guys, that means she's supporting me as well. So thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
She's one of our biggest supporters and has been for quite some time, and she's just adorable. So,
that's wonderful.
I wanted to say thank you.
That's wonderful.
Lola, type something. Did you hear our thank you? I hope she heard it.
Yeah,
she
did.
You know, sometimes people tune in and go run off and answer a phone or grab a cup of coffee or wine or whatever, and and they come back and go, oh, oops, what did I miss?
And Miss Jen Frog's out there. She's been a big supporter, too. We've got a lot of regular supporters
And
Chi-Town Joe talks about us every Saturday on his radio show.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And we've got a lot of wonderful supporters of the show. So I want to thank you all out there. And Miss Cindy, who I think, Louie, you've met her in one of the malls
Bigwig.
Up there. Bigwig. You've
yep.
met her at one of the malls. We just got a wonderful group of longtime supporters that come to the show on a regular basis during our chat rooms every week, sometimes three times a week. And it's so wonderful when you have regulars like that that are just always there. You can't wait to see their names come up in the chat room. And no matter what day of the week it is, what show we're doing, they're there every time. And you just can't replace people like that that support you constantly like that. They're behind you all the way. And that's just precious. So we thank all of you for doing that. And love each and every one of you. So thank you.
I got to answer Bigwig's comment. Will me and Hatch keep our pants on? I know I will. And I'm not taking my pants off around him. So. And not that I'm a homophobe or anything, because I got that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Let's correct that.
Yeah, the old Seinfeld thing.
Yeah, I will never forget season one of Survivor and him running around that island naked and how uncomfortable he made people feel. That was just hysterical. And he knew it and he loved it, and that's why he did it. He loved to sort of make people feel uncomfortable and just see what their reaction was. You know? He was something else.
I
was pulling for him in season one, actually. I was one of the few people that really liked Richard Hatch on season one.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. I liked him.
You know, I just thought that, him doing that, it's like embedded in our minds forever, you know, and it was the very first Survivor, so, I don't know. You know, I mean, you look back and you see it, I mean, and I guess it's helped his career out, I don't know, but I don't know.
Well, he said that he was on the feeds on a couple of the interviews. He was out in Temecula at the Rally this weekend, and he says he's got coming out shortly. And I did not write the information down of what company, but he says he's part of a national commercial that is supposed to start airing. Did you catch what that was for, Cherry? I'm drawing a blank right now.
I didn't. I don't think I caught his interview at all.
Yeah.
I guess the question asked, I think we answered it last week too, but my three picks for this season on The Amazing Race are Rachel and Dave, Brendan and Rachel, and Art and JJ. Not in that order, but those are my picks. Brendan and Rachel win this season? They've got a great shot, you know? Now there's five teams left, you know? I specifically remember when, I think it was, the lesbians, when they got knocked off, and I said to Mike, and then there were five, you know? And, you know, it's pretty, like, nerving, you know, top five now. It's pretty crazy. So, and it gets even more, that more intense. I'll tell you, this season, though, these teams, they are some of the most aggressive teams I've ever seen, you know? Play the game.
I agree, and they're they're really getting, you know, we've seen sort of the backbiting and infighting, so to speak, in Big Brother, but you didn't see it as much in The Amazing Race until this year. And now you're really starting to see more of it in The Amazing Race. And they're really sort of going at each other, you know, and it's getting a little dicey. I'm worried about Clapper and Mark from the previews for next week. That was a little scary.
Bopper's knee is a mess.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, see, I didn't... Did they bring that up? I must have missed it. Tonight was the first time. I mean, they kind of touched on it right near the beginning. I'm thinking, okay, they're giving us this information about Bopper's knee. They're setting us up in the editing for a storyline. But I don't remember. That's the first time I remember hearing that he had had a bad knee.
I agree with you, Paul. I don't recall them talking about it at all up until this point. So.
And then he said it was that he'd had surgery on it a while back. So it's an old injury that obviously he tweaked. And, you know, that's hard to, that's tough, having a bad knee.
Yeah.
Were there any injuries in your season that slowed people down, that caused them to lose or forgot?
It was Joe and Heidi, the Asian couple that we U-turned, that they ended up getting eliminated.
Right.
He had a bad knee. It's funny because, a quick story, when we were all together and you're sizing up everybody and me and Mike are talking, I go, I think he might have a prosthetic leg. Look at the way he's walking. Look at him, you know? And he did walk funny. But I'll tell you what, that guy could move, you know, regardless of the condition of his knee. It was just a bad knee. But when we were on the bus from Germany to France, and they gave him, everybody else was in a single seat, they gave him the back of the bus with a pillow, and he ended up using the pillow to rest his head on and lay across while his wife sat up in the corner. I was all set with him at that point, man. I was just like, and then he was talking shit, saying, I don't fear no man, and me and Mike are sitting right in front of him when he said that, you know? He was bitter. He was bitter. If you watched Elimination Station on the internet, he kept praying that me and Mike would get eliminated after him. He just kept praying. I hope it's Louie and Mike. After the finale, after the race was over, and we all got together and had this big dinner together and drinking and stuff, we all got these, like, little yellow and red banners. And I had everybody sign mine. And I went over to Joe. I go, come on, Joe. No hot feelings, man. It's a game, you know? And he signed it, "You turned Joe," you know? So, whatever, you know. His wife is a sweetheart. Heidi, if you're listening, I love you. You're awesome. Joe, I don't hate you. You're just an arrogant prick. Excuse my language.
It's a shame when you can't leave the game at the game. You know, once it's over, you know, it's a game. And when the game is over and you can't just say, well, you know, that was a good game, you know, and just be friends. I mean, that's sad. I mean, you're adults. And
you know what? I think, Cherry, I 100% agree with you. But it's sometimes easier said than done. But think about games that we play, you know, board games that we play or something, and we get our asses beat or something happens to the game we don't like. Like, I think about the game of Risk. That always got me mad. You know, why are you going after my guys? Go after Saul, you know. I always would get mad, but I knew that I could always play again. And I think that's one of the other factors of why all you guys, Louie, really, you know, I want another shot, you know. And maybe I want another shot with Joe, you know.
whatever it takes. I mean, to get back on, I mean, I pray to God. I mean, you know, the rumors go around big time But I pray to God that they pick us for the next All Stars. You know, to redeem myself too, like because of the athletic asthma and stuff. Because I'm a thick-headed Italian, and I've been training and I've been running. I'm going to be doing a boxing event coming next month. You know, and I'm going to be 50 this year. You know, to me it's just a number, and I don't act it, I don't look it, and I don't care. I don't know if that's a bad attitude. My attitude.
I understand that.
We'd love to see you back on, Louie. I think it would be awesome to see you back on for. If they do have an All Stars, I will personally do a Facebook page to let them know that we all want to see you guys back on The Amazing Race.
Yeah, that would be so awesome.
I will personally put the Facebook page up myself and say, we want Louie and Mike back on The Amazing Race.
Hey, well, I have a question about that. Have there ever been, because I've not been as avid of a Amazing Race watcher, but have there ever been an All-Star season where it hasn't been a full team returning, like it's one person teaming up with a different person than they were on their seasons?
Great, great question. Yes, Eric Sanchez. Yeah, Eric Sanchez won his season when he was first on with his girlfriend, and then he came back on an All-Stars or something like an All-Stars and was with his best friend. So it's funny, me and Steve Smith always says to me, he goes, Louie, me and you should be on together. You know, the third base coach for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Rowley.
Right.
You know, so that would be cool. But, it's funny. There's another podcast show I work, I'm a guest on. And the question went around the table, because it's more like a Skype-type show. And the question went around the table, would you want to be on another reality show? Blah, blah, blah. And so as it went around, everybody was like, no, I'm all set with being on another reality show. I want to go. And when it came to me, I'm like, well, I'm the odd man out because I want to be on another reality show. I want to be famous. I want to be, I'm so wanting to change, the chapter in my life. I want to do something different now, you know, and Eric Sanchez said, he goes, Louie, even Mallory was there, Mallory Irvin, she was like, Louie goes, man, I would watch that show because you're fun to watch, you know? So, I mean, I took it as a great compliment, you know? So, that was pretty cool.
We have a surprise caller that I'd like to bring up on air, if you don't mind, Louie.
Not at all. I like surprise callers.
Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you? How's things there in Oklahoma?
Great. Visiting with my daughter. And, Louie, I agree with you. I would love to do a different reality show.
Hey, it is, Cowboy, even though he's a surprise caller in, I did contact him. I texted him. Well, thank you, Cowboy. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. I know you do it for me. And I tell you what. I was hearing the end of your conversation. What type of Skype conversation was that about you doing another reality show? All right. Hi, Cowboy. It's Paul. How's it going, bud? Oh, great. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good. I asked Louie that I hadn't seen all the Amazing Race seasons. I said, has there ever been an All-Stars where only one of the team members came back, and then Louie was talking about that stuff. So go ahead, Louie.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I do another talk show, another podcast type show where it's kind of like Skype where you can see everybody. And
oh, okay.
Eric Sanchez was on it. Eric Sanchez, oh man, I would love to be on Big Brother Chi-Town. I would kick ass on that show. Anyway, he was saying how, he goes, Louie, you're a character, you would be good on another show. And And I took it as a compliment. And I'm not, most of you, those of you who know me, especially Paul and Jerry, know I'm a humble person and I am so grateful. But, I mean, I'm also, some people could call it arrogant, but I'm confident,
Right.
And, I'm a confident person in what I do. When I want to do something, I go full steam ahead and give it everything I have. So.
Hey, Louis, I tell you what, I was getting an important phone call. I'm going to get off. I'm going to call right back because I've been trying to get a hold of this person. But I will call right back.
Love you, brother. Call me back.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
What a good guy he is, man.
He's so sweet. I tell you, he's got a heart of gold.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely adore Cowboy.
Yep. Really cool guy.
I've been worried about them, him and Alan Golden out there, Al the Cap, both live out there in Oklahoma, and that's where so many of these storms and tornadoes started at. The National Weather Service, for only the second time in history, put out a warning 24 hours in advance for the storms and tornadoes that were going to be coming in this weekend, and they were calling it a deadly event, and it was only the second time, as I said, in history what the Weather Service has put out this sort of advance notice, and there's just been tornadoes all around them out there, and it's just scary. I tell you, they live in sort of Tornado Alley out there, and pardon me?
I was in the screening room. I came back, and Cowboy's gone.
He had an important phone call. He said he'll hang up and call right back.
Then you started talking about Tornado Alley, and then I was starting to worry that that's why he
No, 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 no. I was telling Louis that the National Weather Service put out a 24-hour advance notice for only the second time in history for this event, calling it a possible deadly event.
Wow. It's so sad. I mean, oh, my God. I've never seen a tornado or been part of one, nothing. And when you see it out on the news, man, you're like, and you see people live. Oh, I hid in my tub. I went in the basement. How did you survive? I'm like, insane.
Yeah. We've had them come through here, and it's scary. I mean, I would not live in an area without a basement.
Hey, I do have a question for you, Louis. I didn't have time to ask you before the show started on the air, but do we know what time Sheila is going to call in and what the area code is I should be looking for?
I can give you her area code. I don't know what time she's going to call in. Maybe I should shoot her a text just in case she screwed up on her time zone thing,
Right.
Her area code is 818.
Okay.
I'm going to text her right now, call in any, we're on the air. So.
I've never been in a tornado either, but Minnesota is not like Tornado Alley, but we certainly have had our share of tornadoes over the years. So we've been, we've been instructed and taught, as I know Missouri and where you are, Cherry, you've been taught what you're supposed to do. And basically, they have seen when these homes come crashing down or, the one area that seems to always hold up are interior bathrooms. And it's because of all the pipes and everything that are running around around there, and that's where you go. So that's, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, God bless you. That's all.
That's our Mother Nature, I guess, entity that we have to live with. We're on the coast. You have
hurricanes,
and we have tornadoes, and then I guess California. There can be earthquakes anywhere, but I guess everybody has something of Mother Nature's that she wreaks on all of us. So, but tornadoes,
yeah,
I mean, when they kick up, there's not much you can do. You have to just try to take cover as best you can and hope for the best. And the same goes with an earthquake or a hurricane. In a hurricane, you usually have a little bit more of a notice, but, you know, there's only so much you can do. So, you just hope for the best. But a basement does help.
So we got
a
lot of people in the chat room, and I was like, there's like about 7 guests. You know, I don't know when they have that sleepy thing next to them. Are they off? Like, they not on that sleepy symbol? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the guests cannot actually participate in the chat room if they don't sign up.
Right.
And registered, they cannot actually chat in the chat room. So all they can really do is sit there and listen. So they will get that that little sleeping signal because they cannot participate.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, why don't they sign up? I mean, they can hear us, correct?
Correct.
Yes, and they can read the chat.
So, I mean, I think they should sign up. I mean, it'd be part of the show. I mean,
I agree. It's a lot more fun if you sign up and join us.
Yeah, some of them are sleeping, boom, boom, you're right. Yeah. I got to tell you, we got the best fans in our chat room, though. I swear to God, it's some funny shit, some of these guys. I'll tell you, what did you think of tonight's episode?
I thought it was a great one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this season has not been disappointing at all. My God. I mean, it's got everything. It's got all kinds of drama. You know, the scenery tonight was insane. With the animals and all that. I mean, it was crazy. I was kind of jealous that, you know, I didn't go to Africa. You know, most of them said it right. I mean, they said it like when they were going through that cabin, that crater area, like you forgot that you're racing. It was that gorgeous.
Right. That was beautiful. And I'm glad that they actually showed a little bit of it when they were doing, you know, going through that safari area. They actually showed us some of the animals and the land and what they were able to see there. And they showed us the racers actually enjoying it and taking it in instead of just being about the race. You know, we get to see them really enjoying it. And that's so much fun because so much of it is just about the race. You know, and once in a while it's nice to just see them soaking in the landscape and what's around them and, you know, really appreciating where they're at. And that was a perfect one for them to really appreciate where they were at because, gosh, what a treat. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Africa and see those animals in their habitat, you know, and just, I mean, see the elephants and zebras and, I mean, all the animals out there just in the wild. I mean, it's great. And it looked like wherever they were in Tanzania was just gorgeous.
I'll tell you what, I mean, they don't show it, but I'm sure, you know, other than the driver of those vehicles, I'm sure there's a second guy with a big gun in his hand, ready, you know. I guarantee it. I just guarantee there was a guy with a gun, you know, just in case something was to happen.
Oh, I'm sure, because with the wild animals out there, they would have to have wildlife security of some sort. They may not have guns that would actually kill. Well, they may have guns that would kill them or darts that would, you know, put them out, you know, if they came toward a vehicle, you know, darts with some sort of sleeping agent that would knock them out if they came toward and charged a vehicle. I'm sure they're probably armed with both. They'd try not to kill them if they could keep from it, and if it seemed like a real dangerous situation, then they would, you know, take, you know, proper action. But, gosh, it just seemed like so serene when they were driving through there. Of course, you didn't see people with the guns, but, you know, it just seemed like it was serene driving
yep.
through there.
Oh, my God. It so did.
Well, you know what? I'm so glad that they said to their drivers, stop. I mean, that says a lot about them being in the present and saying, you know what? Screw it. Let's stop and enjoy this. That was cool.
Louis, we've got a caller that would like to ask you a question. Would you like to take a call right about now?
Of course I would.
Okay, let's do this. Karen, thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. You're on with Louis Tirado. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. And about what you guys were just talking about, safari and stuff, I think, those vehicles are totally prepared for the unexpected. And also, I think, though, that the animals in that area are probably very used to the vehicles.
Yeah.
Coming through and stuff. But, Louie, all right, I watch Amazing Race. I watch it every season. Okay. I've never seen such a divided group of people as I have this season, at least not that I can think of, where, you know, these lines are so clearly drawn, and there's even talk about quote-unquote alliances. I've seen people, like, work together type of thing, you know, but this kind of alliance, like, where J.J. say, you know, where they had made a pact back in Germany, that no matter who got to the U-turn first, they were going to U-turn Brendan and Rachel. Have you ever seen that? I mean, I don't know.
Karen, thank you for calling in, first off. Thank you for being a fan. Love you. It's just a show, hon. It's just the way to edit and stuff. You know, did we have alliances on my season? Yeah, we worked with different people. Like, we worked with Stephen Alley, the Cowboys. In the beginning, Mike and I worked with, Shauna and Monique, the brothers, Danny and Jordan, because we were all from the East Coast. We were the only ones from the East Coast at that point, you know? So, you try to make an alliance just to, you know, it's good to have an alliance because you kind of know where the other person is or the other team is, you know, in a way. And,
yeah.
But I just think Aunt and JJ are just, I love them because they're my boys in law enforcement, but the way they're coming off, it's not cool. I mean, and not all law enforcement officers act the way they're acting, and so.
Yeah.
And
All right. So, like, if you watch, and I bet you watch the insider clips and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Or not. And, you know, because it shows, like, especially JJ. It's like, you know, I know you want to throw out in there, especially JJ. I mean, he was up in Bopper's face on an insider clip from last week, actually anticipating the U-turn. He's up in the Bopper's face saying, you know, you need to join our side. Our side meaning Dave and Rachel, Vanessa and Ralph and Art and JJ. And they, you know, you need to join our side and U-turn U-turn Brendan and Rachel is what, you know, the point was.
Right.
And he's right up in his face, and then I thought to myself, you know what? That's probably what he's trained to do. Border Patrol, you know, he corners somebody trying to get across the border. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be as intimidating as he can be. All right, that's his job. The only problem is that I wouldn't want to be married to him. Let's put that
I thought that same thing, Karen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just like, oh, my God, you know, I just kind of think he's having a problem drawing the line between his job and real life. Like, you just can't treat anybody and everybody that way.
No.
I don't know. You know.
Karen, believe me, there's plenty of police officers that are like them. And it's just, not that it's our nature or,
I sure hope not.
You see a different side of life that other people see. And I'll tell you what, I've been on the job 25 years, and there's things that I've seen that I don't wish anybody sees, especially my children. That gruesome, but it takes a special person. That being said, I'm a firm believer, and I've said this to Cherry and Paul before, I treat people the way I want to be treated. I tell the young guys that. I say you get so much more treating people the way you want to be treated than acting like an arrogant little prick, excuse my language.
Young people, and they do need to learn that, you know, I don't know exactly what you said. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated yourself. It's, you know, the golden rule, right? Do unto others. You know, I mean, you know, oh my gosh, and it's just crazy. And like I said, I even separate Art and JJ because Art really isn't doing so much of that. JJ is kind of off his rocker. I mean,
yeah.
He really is. You know, even tonight. He just lost it because Dave and Rachel didn't U-turn Brendan and Rachel.
Yeah, right.
He just lost it. And to lose it over something like that, I mean, it's not even something they did personally to him.
It was over the top. I agree.
Yeah.
It was so over the top. So, I'll tell you, I don't know. They just, again, they're my brothers in law enforcement, so I have to support them. But I don't have to support the way you're treating people, you know?
Exactly. You know, I get it. You know, it's just, in other words, I don't know. You know, like, you can draw the line between work and outside of work. And
right.
I think they just kind of have a problem with this. You know. You know, he just seems to be having a problem with it. But you know what? It's not just policemen or law enforcement that have problems with that. There's lots of people that have problems drawing the line between, you know, the job and home. So, you know, that this is just on TV and we're seeing it.
Right.
You make very valid points. Yeah, it's not just, you know, law enforcement. But I was just wondering what you thought about that. And I just, you know, that whole, I didn't realize that alliances per se were so valid in The Amazing Race, as much as, say, a Survivor or a Big Brother. In The Amazing Race before, I've seen people work together, but they seem to be more or less temporary alliances, like,
exactly.
We're going to work together right this way or because we are bunched up together or whatever. And it just seems like in this one, that alliance was made like, you know, the first episode or even, the first episode. And they've kind of like stuck to it this whole time, which is, I don't know, different for me, and at least in what I've perceived before with The Amazing Race. So, that's all.
Karen, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure having you call in and talk to Louie tonight. And we hope that you'll come back and be a regular visitor of ours.
I would like to. I've called before. I just have something to say tonight. So.
Well, thank you so much. We've enjoyed it.
Karen, this is Paul again. Did you want to stay on the phone listening? Or?
No, I've got it on my computer, so I'm fine. I'm listening to you anyway.
Okay. Thanks so much, Karen.
Uh-huh. All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
And, Louie, we've got Cowboy coming back up.
All right.
Jen told me to tell you hello, by the way.
Who?
Jen De Niro. She told me to tell you hi. That was actually her. I've been trying to get a hold of her, and she said that you've been trying to get a hold of her to call in, and she goes, I don't even watch Amazing Race.
Jen De Niro.
Jen Paterno, yes.
Love Jen. Jen's a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
She's like a sister.
I adore her.
Yes.
I finally got to meet her up at, I met her once before
I really got to spend time with her up at Toys for Tots. And my goodness, what a sweetheart.
And it seems like she's found love, and she's really, you know, you could see on her Facebook page, it makes me sick. But, you know what?
I'm so happy for her.
I'm happy for her.
I'm so happy for her.
Hey, Louie, when are you and I going to find somebody?
Well, I have somebody, but, you know.
Louie likes to take it slow and easy. He's not in any big rush.
I'm not going to be a loser again.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. Louie, I tell you what, I do got to ask you this question. What do you think? Do you think that the federal agent guys on that base is playing too hard, or do you think that they need to play that hard?
No, we were just talking about this, and they, again, I support my law enforcement brothers 100%, but
exactly.
You treat people the way you want to be treated, you're going to get treated like that. It's just, you know, and it's just, you know, you're coming off arrogant. And
right.
If you want to be known like that by your family and friends, you know, they're going to go back to you and go, wow, you were an effing prick, you know,
right.
Or whatever, you know, it's just like, and... All, you know, not for nothing, like yourself, Cowboy, when you see people that are like, oh, my God, Lou, you were so nice, you were good to people, this and that.
Right.
That's what you want to hear.
Exactly.
What are you, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't get why they're acting the way they are. So.
Well, you know, I don't think that they're going to win. I really don't, because I think what's going to happen, my guess, they're going to get U-turned themselves.
Yeah, well, they, you know, I don't know. They're getting closer and closer, and as far as my picks, I think they're in the top three with Brendan and Rachel and Dave. So we'll see what happens. Hey, let's call them. It's 10 of 11. Let's give a spoiler alert to those who haven't watched tonight's episode, and let's discuss it. Well, Jeremy.
All right, and let me, for the people that are listening and have been asking, do we have any word on Sheila's status?
She didn't text me back. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure she's going to call me up right. Oh, I thought it was this time, you know, calling from California. But
I'll try texting her, too.
Yeah, you know, it is. No big deal. We had a good show tonight. It doesn't matter, you know. I love Sheila to death. Sheila's my girl. That's my penthouse pet.
Hey, Billy, I got a question. Do you plan on going to Vegas in September?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Great. I confirmed a few months back as well. So I can't wait to do that again. It's always a pleasure to see you, and I think that will be the next time I get to see you.
I think that'll be... The more recent of the events coming up, yeah, so it would probably be Vegas. But
yep.
It's always a good time, and it's always a pleasure hanging and being with you, brother. So
same here, and I tell you what, you know, I think you would be good for another show, and I really, you know, what's bad is, like, CBS don't pull people from other shows a lot of times, and it just, it kind of stinks because, you know, I think that they need to do, like, Amazing Race split up with Big Brother and Survivor and put them on a show. I think that would be so much drama and so much fun.
I think if they put, even if they made up a show,
exactly,
right, made up a show, just one season, just like almost like an all-star season of all three shows combined, you know? Take people from Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, and you take those guys and you make teams up, and you play the game. You play Big Brother games, you play Survivor games, you play Amazing Race games. Except, you know, maybe you throw in the twist that you go around the world like you do on Amazing Race, you know?
Right.
I think that would be so freaking cool, you know, but, and I'm sure they thought of it, but I don't know.
Louie, we've got a couple of callers that want to talk to you. Do you want to take them now before you start on the show or recapping, or do you want to wait until after you recap? Or
let's take the callers.
Okay. Chi-Town Joe, thank you for calling the Red Reality Show. You're on with Louie Serrato and Cowboy from Big Brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Louie. Hi, Cowboy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
What's up, Joe?
I'm missing you already, Cowboy. I can't wait to see you.
You know what? I made pork loin for my family tonight, and I thought about you, buddy.
I wanted to just piggyback. I think Karen had hit the nose a little bit because with the guys that are the from the border patrol, I think they're getting a different kind of edit now. I've noticed the last couple weeks because they've been getting kind of meaner, and I've never until the last few episodes they don't say Brendan and Rachel, they say, oh, Big Brother, you know? And I kind of take that, kind of craftily because I was watching the other night, right, Cherry and Paul? What did Rachel say when she was interviewed? They didn't ask, Amazing Race asked them as they came off of winning Big Brother.
Yeah.
If they would do that. And so, obviously, some of these other people know them from Big Brother and don't like her. They still have that feeling. And I never seen that kind of attitude on any other Amazing Race shows, you know?
Well, Rachel, Jordan and Jeff was called Team Big Brother. Well, I mean, every person that's, you know, came from Big Brother to go on there, it's usually like Team Big Brother. But I think that Rachel and Brendan's more hated. And, you know, obviously,
yeah.
Jeff and Jordan.
Well, they didn't obviously watch last season, I think, with Rachel. You know, Louie, how she came out and did better. And I also, is it correct, Cherry, did they say that Vanessa broke up with, what's the guy's name?
On this weekend's one of the feeds, I think they were interviewing Brendan and Rachel popped in, or somebody, I can't remember who, broke the rumor that Vanessa and Ralph had split up.
Oh, Vanessa's free?
Cowboy man, you're my boy, Bob. Stay away from me, all right?
that's right up your alley, but she's high maintenance. You know?
And
I'll show her what high maintenance is. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I was just gonna say, in case other people hadn't heard, Bopper is a big fan of Big Brother as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well,
funny interviews this weekend.
I think on Facebook, and you know, I've been giving him props and stuff, and he's like, Louie, thank you for the support, I appreciate it. Ben's a really nice guy. Rachel's just Rachel, you know?
Yeah.
You either like her or you hate her. And that's the way it is with her, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently Rachel deleted her Facebook page this week.
Yes,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. She,
somebody hacked into it. So she got real pissed.
Joe, thank you so much for calling, brother.
Hey, no problem, Louie. And I'm behind you 100% if you want to go on Big Brother. Just, we got to get rid of Allison, finally. And then Cowboy can go back on and everything will be all right. But for sure, Cowboy, I'll see you up in the Northeast this winter. So
awesome. I'm going to be there, too.
I know you are. I got a present for Cherry for Christmas. You'll love.
Thanks,
I got
Joe.
It today. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for taking in. Be careful with the kids with the weather, Cowboy.
Oh, we're safe. I think Cherry's more in the weather tonight than I am.
Yeah, we're getting it. I'm way up and high in the sky, so. But I'm right by the lake, so we won't get a tornado.
You're from heaven? You're calling from heaven?
Yeah, right.
Wow, lucky you.
Yeah, I wish I could.
I don't want you to
be, you know, run late here.
Okay, take care, Bye, Paul.
See you next week.
Take care, Joe. Okay, everybody listening, Louie is about to recap tonight's episode, so spoiler alert.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I almost dropped the damn phone again. All right, The Amazing Race, Season 20, Episode 8. Hey, Paul, finally,
yeah.
There's an episode where one team, Rachel and Dave, started at 6:03, and the last team, Mary and Jamie, started at 9:21, and it meant something this time.
You're absolutely right, but then the damn U-turns take the place of the transportation catch-up.
You're right, but not every team was affected by it. So, I mean,
oh,
and not for nothing,
so
it's always in editing, and you don't really know for fact how close Nanny and Jamie were to Vanessa and Ralph, but, I mean, Nanny and Jamie had to do that speed bump, so that really put them out of the game once that, you know, that happened.
Oh.
But they drove through Africa's garden to descend 1,600 feet into the, rip this one up, Ngorongoro Crater, where they emerge and then travel to the Safari Junction and locate Hillary Clinton for the next clue. And it was noted there is a U-turn ahead. They were talking, you saw the teams, we discussed this already, they're all standing around, and, you know, the three teams, and they want to vote Brendan and Rachel out. And this area where they found the Hillary Clinton stand was in Karatu, Tanzania. And I'll tell you what, man, if I'm going to visit Africa, I want to go visit Tanzania because that scenery was absolutely gorgeous. Once they got there and they opened up the clue, it was a detour. And the detour was water supply or air supply. And in water supply, they had to help the locals acquire water and fill up all the containers and return it to the families. You need 9 containers total. In air supply, they had to go to a bike repair shop and fix a flat tire tube without removing it from the bike. Most teams did the air supply. Art and JG, the only ones that didn't, went right to the water and were patient and stood there and did the water. While doing this, teams that made it to the mat, once they did that, the next clue was make your way on foot to Jack's Seltzer Pub and caution, there's a double U-turn ahead. Mark and Bopper and Dave and Rachel get there first and they decide not to U-turn anyone. And I'll tell you, Dave said it elegantly. I don't remember the exact quote, maybe you do, Paul, but, you know, there was no reason for them to do a U-turn anybody at this point. You know, they knew that Nary and Jamie
right.
was almost a well, for Nary and Jamie
All
to come
right.
back.
The strategic thing is playing that game, the strategic use of a U-turn is to protect your position.
Right.
And they felt they were so far ahead of these people, there was no need to do that and piss somebody else off. And yeah. that made sense to me. Obviously, because Art or JJ or both of them have a stick up their butt, you know, they don't care. They want to rub it in somebody's face, and, you know, that's how that progressed. But I was impressed at the
back and forth between Bopper and Mark and Rachel and Dave. I mean, one was in first, and then the other one got away in the taxi, and then Bopper and Mark's taxi driver got ahead of him. I kind of enjoyed that part. I don't know why.
I really, you know, but like right in the middle of the show, I was like, I think Mark and Bopper are going to come in first, you know?
Did you really?
I mean, they really played a hell of a game this episode. Once they went to that Seltzer Pub, they got another clue, and it was another route info. Make your way to the Gem Gallery and Arts and search for your next clue. Vanessa and Ralph had a hell of a time looking for the Hillary Clinton table. Finally finding it, that really stuck them behind.
They made it all the way to the air supply.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. They somehow wandered into the air supply challenge, and they were wandering around while Rachel and Brendan were doing their tire, and Rachel and Brendan were like, why are they just wandering around, you know, and they didn't realize that they hadn't found their clue yet, and so...
question to ask about that, Jerry, about what is the penalty if you start the task and you didn't pick up the clue? Is there a penalty always?
Isn't it like 30 minutes or an hour? I know there is one.
Yeah, I would say 1 hour. I would say there would be a 1 hour penalty.
And sometimes I've seen them say you have to go back and get your clue.
I guess you could. But you don't know. You really don't know what you're doing either.
Right.
Without your clue, you don't know what you're doing. You know,
so
what, you're going to go over there and do the tire thing, you know, and assume that's what you're supposed to be doing. I don't know. That's a good question, but if there was a penalty, it'd be an hour.
Okay.
They just wandered around and just wandered right into the air supply task and ran into Rachel and Brendan as they were doing their task. And just wandered around that area for a while and knew that they didn't have their actual ticket or their
clue.
Right. So they realized that they had to go back, and they were still looking for Hillary Clinton. And I thought it was funny when Art and JJ were talking about it, and they said, What do you think she looks like? And one of them said, she'll be wearing a pantsuit. And they both laughed. They were in the bus or in the taxi at that point, I think. But it was kind of funny watching Vanessa and Ralph wander around looking for that thing and finally find it. Go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
What about the blunder of the night by Rachel, Dave's Rachel? Bamboons. Oh, my God. I was, like, dying. You mean baboons?
Oh, yeah.
That,
like
I,
Bam
I,
Bam
I,
from the Flintstones. Bam Bam, bamboons.
Mm-hmm.
So then they got another route info. Make your way to Margaret's Farm. During this time, Art and JJ U-turn Brendan and Rachel, and then Brendan and Rachel U-turn Vanessa and Dave. So
Ralph.
Yes, my bad. Vanessa and Ralph.
And JJ and Art thought they were the first ones to arrive there when they first got to the U-turn, because nobody had been U-turned yet, and they thought for sure that, you know, Rachel and Dave would have use the U-turn if they had been there already.
Exactly.
They were thinking they were the first ones to arrive there.
You know, they got to understand it's a game for $1 million, you know. Things are going to change. People are going to change their mind, you know. When they make it there, anyways, once they got to the Margaret's Farm, they got the next clue that it was a roadblock. And more than 50% of Tanzania's economy is centered around agriculture, and one of it being honey. So what they had to do is
each team member, one person had to do this task in this roadblock. They had to put on a protective bee suit and collect 500 grams of honey. It looked pretty easy as long as you weren't, you know, scared and, you know, frightened from bees and, you know, of bees and so on, you know. So, you know, the African bees, I mean, we've had them come into this country when, and they've killed people. So, I mean, they're a mean, mean bee, honeybee. So, hey, and now, all right. Hot and JJ, they're upset about Rachel and Dave, and did I screw that up again? No. They're upset with Rachel and Dave for not mentioning Brendan and Rachel, and they made a big scene through it, and we talked about it all night long. And Rachel has a breakdown when she's doing the water, and she's dropping, and she's bleeding from her leg and her hand, and she goes, "I'm bleeding everywhere." So, She was cracking us up today, and she finally cried again. She went two episodes without crying, and she finally got back on track. Thank you, Rachel. So after they did the bee thing, they got their next clue, and it was make your way on foot to Lake Maniata to the pit stop. And our friends from Kentucky, Bob and Mark, they came in first. And they got a trip for two to Hawaii. God bless. Good luck. You know, real quick, on a funny note, me and Mike, when we won the trip to Cancun, they said, you each want a trip from Travelocity. You each want a trip for two from Travelocity to Cancun, Mexico. And they goes with that. Well, we both thought we won a trip for two because that's what we said. Right? Well, it was split up, one me, one him, and I'm like, so we called them on it. And they said, no, they said it. Phil said to us, we each want a trip for two. They go back, they review the tapes, and they go, oh yeah, he did, but that's a mistake. We never give out two trips. So, Mark and Bob are gonna have to go together to Hawaii, or they're gonna end up, you know, one's gonna give it to the other, one or the other. So, that's my opinion, how that's going to work out. Rachel and Dave came in second. Aunt and JJ came in third. Brendan and Rachel come in fourth. Vanessa and Ralph came in fifth after a ton of mishaps. They're so lucky to still be in the game. And then Neri and Janie, after doing their speed bumper, they had to set up an art display stand. Came in sixth. And they were eliminated. So I want to just say, Krista Segal, who's a friend of mine from Big Brother, I asked her to come on, and she said she was in the hospital, and she said she's getting out tomorrow. And she said, I will say I love the Kentucky boys. They're so positive. I love them. Big Brother, I don't like whining and childlike fits. I think other than Big Brother is doing well. I respect the game, so the crying and the pouting and the smugness is very irritating. We agree with you, Krista. We really agree with you. So, good luck, and God bless, and get well, honey.
She gets better, and we all will keep her in our prayers, and I'll drop her a note and let her know that we're thinking about her.
Do we still have a caller on the line? I think you said you had two callers.
We've got your cowboy on the line, but I want to make a point that somebody mentioned that I had forgotten about on Big Brother when Rachel was on. It was this last season, I think, and she found a dying bee out in the backyard. She tried to bring it back to life. And the other thing I want to address to Brandon in the chat room is Ron was asked one time, you know, is there somebody from Big Brother? Because he had so many guests that came on on his show from Big Brother. Was there somebody that he always wanted to come on the Rad Reality Show? And Dr. Will was one of them. So, no, he had never been on the show. So I just wanted to address those. And
we did have one person at least talk about not or putting their speakers on mute while we were talking. Now, Cowboy, did you want to say anything about tonight's show before we tell them we're done talking about The Amazing Race, spoiler-wise?
Well, real quick, I'll say what I got to say, and then I'll get off. I was really proud of the Kentucky boys, you know, with this knee going out and everything and riding through the pain. That's what it's all about. And, you know, them boys have been through some hard work, you know, through their whole life. And just, you know, to pull in first place for this leg of the race, you know, met $1 million to both of them. I don't think that they will win, but you know what? It was good to see them that they won a leg of the race. And, you know, Demon told, you know, the guys behind, you know, let us win one. Let us win one. You've already won so many. And so it was good to see the Kentucky boys. But, you know, I am still a fan of Rachel and Brandon. You know, I really hope that they are in the top three. I think that they've got a good chance. I just hope that they beat the couple behind them that's been making fun of them the whole season. I'd be a happy camper if that happened.
Cowboy, I think that they have the best attitude of anybody on the race right now, and they have had since the very beginning of the race. They just, no matter what's going on, whether they're in pain, whether they're going, you know, through the race at the very last spot and think they may get eliminated, no matter what's going on in the race for them, they just have the best attitude of anyone on there. They, you know, they're always happy. They're always grateful that they're there, and they're very humble, and they're always having a good time. You know, they're just enjoying what they're doing.
Hey, Louie, I know you're itching to head out, and I understand totally, but I got a new clip for you, and here you go.
So we'll talk to you next week, Louie.
Okay.
Man, Mitch Vod, man, thank you, brother. That's awesome.
All right, Louie. Well, I'm going to head out too. Louie, it's always a pleasure. Email me or text me anytime, Bubba. And you're doing a great job. And thank you to all the fans that, you know, keep this show running. Ron would be very proud.
Thank you.
Cowboy, thank you. And keep us informed of what's going on in your life, Cowboy. We always want to hear what you're up to and how you're doing and what's going on in your life. So.
It's a doozy, but I'll keep y'all up. Maybe I'll know some answers in the next couple of weeks and let everyone know.
Okay.
Cowboy, you can call in anytime. You don't need me to ask you, brother.
All right, Louie. I appreciate it, and same to you.
All right, my brother.
Louie, thank you so very much. You have a great week.
All right, God bless you guys. I love you, and for another amazing evening with Cherry and Paul and myself, we love you guys. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to us. And, you know, without you guys, we'd be nothing. So, God bless. Have a good night.
Thanks to you, Louie. Have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you, Louie.
Take care and love have a great weekend.
Now, before any of you people listening hang up, we do have what will be a fun show tomorrow night. Because Michelle Kosich just tweeted she is indeed back home, and so she'll be on her Manic Monday show tomorrow night, and we'll
she's going to have a special guest.
And talking about, I'll let you tell that, but and she'll be talking about her experiences in Temecula, and that's always fun to hear.
And her special guest that she hung around with in Temecula at some of the parties and is going to join her tomorrow evening for Manic Monday will be Philip Shepherd from Survivor.
Federal agent. Philip Shepherd.
Yes. The special agent. So we have not had the pleasure of having him on the Rad Reality Show yet. So this will be his first on our show. So we hope you all will join us for Michelle Costa and Philip Shepherd, the agent. At 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, should be a fun show. I can't wait to hear all of the scoop from Reality Rally and find out how much fun Michelle had out there. It's going to be a blast. So, she always has fun stories to tell. I know I saw pictures of her with Adam and Evil Dick and, gosh, who else? Just lots of, Tara that was on our show from The Apprentice and just all kinds of people. So, LaJuan, all kinds of people. So she's going to have all kinds of fun stories to tell. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. So I'm looking forward to that one.
And I did see a picture of somebody that goes way back that was on Ron's show. And she and her friend actually did a drop. And I'll play the drop and tell you the picture I saw with Michelle.
Hi, this is Melody.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a basement affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad Reality Show.
Yes, it was Melody. They took a picture with Melody and that, was it the dog? Chopper, was that the dog's name? Did you
see
that,
Chopper?
Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool little dog.
Right.
Yeah, Melody, Ron really loved Melody. And when I saw Michelle and Melody together in that picture, it just brought back so many memories.
Yeah, that was great. That little dog was amazing. And I kind of remember that show back then, but it's one that, it's not really... I don't remember it that well. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I don't know what happened to Sheila. I'm sorry that we didn't get to talk to her tonight, but maybe Louie can talk to her and get her to call in one of the upcoming weeks soon. Usually, that doesn't happen, but, you know, with the time changes and all that, it could have just been something that, you know, something came up or she could have, you know, thought it was a different time. Who knows, but I'm sure we'll get Sheila to call in soon. So, Jerry, did Ron see all the BB? I'm not sure what you're talking about, Greg, but I think Ron saw every Big Brother there was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and let's for Rachel fans or Amazing Race fans, this drop, Ron really got a kick out of her doing this drop for him.
You are listening to the Ron Reality Show, and I just made some ooey gooey cookies with Ron and Michelle.
Thank you.
And we didn't play this one before Louie got away, but I know that you guys all are familiar with our resident house rodent, and we normally play this on Sunday nights, and if you aren't familiar with his works on YouTube, you really should go to YouTube and check out House Rodent on YouTube. He is doing some amazing stuff on YouTube for this season of The Amazing Race. So I'm going to play this, but jot it down in your notes somewhere, and sometime this week, go and check out House Rodent on YouTube.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from The Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel? I'm hiding from the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sorry, Todd? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns.
Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full.
Twitter's full.
So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of
I'm mad at Ron. Mad at Ron? What for? Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff in the evidence locker because he kept tagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, they talk. If anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something.
But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron. It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
Rachel, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza.
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself thrown deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do the drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle Inca?
Sure, Kip.
Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
I just adore his work. And when I was up in Rhode Island for Toys for Tots, he had all of his little puppets up there. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I actually had my picture taken with some of them. And man, was that fun. He is just so talented. So check out House of Rhythm on YouTube sometime if you get a chance. He's great. And he will make you laugh, I promise. So, finally the weather's calmed down around here, and it's a little bit cooler. I'm thankful for that.
And finally, after a two-week hiatus, you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Finally. Novelize is back.
I sure hope, maybe we're going to have to text, you're going to have to text Michelle, because she better not come on without having watched, because too bad. I'm talking about.
We're going to have to talk about Mobwives regardless. We're spilling over with Mobwives.
Withdrawal. We've got Mobwives withdrawal. I also
absolutely.
I'm disappointed, but I did a search and I don't see a sit down. That's I wonder why they're not doing the sit downs. It's maybe getting a little too hairy or something. I don't know. Did you ever watch? There's been a lot of my friends here in the reality world that I've come to know that have watched. I think Jess is one of them, Jess B.B. Love. I'm looking at the chat room, and she was a huge fan of Teen Moms. Did you ever watch that one, Cherry?
Yes, I do watch that one all the time.
Wow. Well, I keep trying to reject. I actually watched a new one the other night, and it was funny, but I don't think it will sustain me for multiple shows, but it was The Worst Drivers, The Last Chance Driving School, where the driving school is teaching New York City, people that want to learn to drive. Oh, my God, I could not believe those people, but it really doesn't grab me. It doesn't grab me like, and people get sick of it, like Duck Dynasty. That still is my favorite. Have you caught up, Cherry?
No.
Cherry, I'm calling you up live on the air now.
I know. You're going to beat me with a wet noodle.
Yes, I am. And this is a common thing. Every show closes, Duck Dynasty closes with a little prayer and a little bit of wisdom at the end, and this won't spoil anything for you, Jerry.
Water, we thank you for the woods, we thank you for the water, and we thank you for all the things that live in them. Thank you for blessing us tonight, especially with this good meal.
Amen.
People are nature's number one creature of habit. We tend to get comfortable, stuck in our ways, and fear change. We like to hold on to old things in order to hold on to old memories, when usually they keep us from making new ones. Sometimes you gotta bite the bullet and make a clean break from the past to start a fresh beginning.
I do love their endings. I do.
Yeah. I guess it's maybe an acquired taste, but it just, it
you know, some people that have tried watching it, Duck Dynasty, that is, and I just, it just cracks me up. They entertain me every single show, and I'm so disappointed when I can't get on the phone and talk about the episode with you, Cherry, so.
Well, have you caught up with, you're not even watching, what is it called, South, oh my goodness,
No, I told you the CMT's kind of version of Bachelor Pat, I am not watching. I am one episode behind Couples Therapy. I am enjoying that. I just watched the episode where Casey and Vanessa had their sit down, so I've got one more to catch up. That's a good one. I enjoy watching that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to catch up with Duck Dynasty.
Way to go. Cindy got her hubby to watch a reality show other than sports.
Really? Which one did he watch? Oh, the Duck Dynasty.
Yes, the Duck Show, as she called it. Anyway, Brandon, oh, yeah, I haven't, Mr. Mac, I'm glad you said that, because I'm always recording Apprentice on this night, so I haven't watched that either, but, yeah, Brandon, your question for Philip, just make sure you push one. It doesn't matter when you call in, but, you know, I'm not sure when Michelle told Philip to call in, so that's always a factor. Are you looking for a closer?
No, I am. Oh. I just got a text I had to take care of. Anyway, I think that's going to do it. I don't know of any other guests that Michelle is going to have on besides Philip tomorrow. She may have others. She has surprised us in the past like that.
Oh, yes.
But that's the only one we know of right now. But we do hope that you will join us tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for Manic Monday. And on Thursday for Dragon Slayer Radio with the real Coach Wade. And I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. We hope that you will
I'm not laughing at you closing the show. You know what I'm laughing
tonight.
At.
Because I'm running out of time, so this is going to be a quick one. Take
okay,
care, and God bless everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and thank all my listeners. Thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. Guys, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Thank you all. God bless. Take care. Be kind to each other. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.